Now, following through, we come to verse 14 of chapter 2 of James. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Now, there are those today that say that, well, what we have here is a contradiction with Paul, because Paul made it abundantly clear that faith could save you, that faith apart from the works of the law. And if you wanted to turn over to Galatians, you have a clear statement of Paul in Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, let me read on here, and let me read again verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The demons also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Now, I'm just going to read that far. Now, we have here in this section what I have divided up as the interpretation of faith, the identification of faith, and the illustration of faith. Now, we have here a definition here in the context of Scripture. Now, it's not a definitive term, so that we can see precisely Paul and James are in perfect agreement. They're discussing the same subject from different viewpoints. Now, this is what I mean. That what Paul is saying, that a man is not saved by the works or the deeds of the law. In Romans 3:28, he says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without or apart from the deeds or the works of the law. He makes that very clear there. And over in Galatians, as we have seen, that a man is not justified by works, but by faith in Christ. Now, how are you going to reconcile these two? Well, Paul and James do not stand face to face fighting against each other. But as someone has said, they stand back to back fighting opposite foes. You see, there were those that were saying that the works of the law, and they were talking now about the Mosaic law, that you had to perform the works of the law. You had to come by the law in order to be saved. Frankly, Paul is saying that the works of the law will not save you, only faith in Christ. And these men, therefore, are defending the citadel of faith. Why? Well, now let's understand the use of their terminology. Paul says saving faith, that which is genuine and real, will transform a person's life. A revolution will take place. Paul could say, what things were gained to me? Why, he says, these became loss. Well, you talk about a revolution. That was a revolution that took place in his life. And then will you listen to him? He says in 1 Corinthians 15, here beginning at verse 1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you've received, wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believe in vain. That is, unless it's just an empty faith, by the way.